Trust and Fear, Luke 8, verses 40 to 56. When Jesus returned to Galilee, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all eagerly expecting him. A man named Jairus, who was the rich and powerful leader of a synagogue, came to Jesus and fell down at his feet, urgently begging him to come to his house. Jairus had only one daughter, and she was dying. This young woman from a rich and powerful family was 12 years old and was entering the peak of her fertility. She thereby represented the privileged few in Israel. Filled with compassion, Jesus went with Jairus, but the crowds continued to relentlessly press around him. In the crowd, there was a poor, unclean, and infertile woman who had been suffering for the last 12 years with a persistent menstrual flow of blood. She had spent everything she had on doctors, but no one was able to heal her. Sneaking up behind Jesus, this unclean woman crossed a strictly forbidden social line by reaching out and grabbing the clothes of a clean man. Immediately, when she held on to Jesus, her flow of blood ceased. Suddenly, Jesus stopped and said, "Who held me?" While everyone was denying it, Peter said, "Teacher, the crowds are constantly touching you, and we need to get going to save the daughter of Jairus. He is an important man." But Jesus would not continue his journey and insisted, "Someone held me. This was different, for I felt the Creator's power come out from me." After a time, the woman concluded that she could not keep secret, and so she came forward with great fear and trembling. Falling down before Jesus, she openly told her whole story in front of everyone. She told them of why she had held on to Jesus and then how clinging to him brought her immediate healing, representing the immediate liberation available to those on the bottom of civilization. After patiently listening to her whole story, Jesus said to her, "You are a daughter of the Creator. Your trust has rescued you from your bondage. Go and continue to live in the Creator's peace and harmony." While Jesus was still delaying his journey and giving priority to this poor woman, a messenger came to the leader of the synagogue saying, "It's too late. Your daughter has died. It is pointless to bother the teacher any longer." But when Jesus heard this, he responded, "Do not fear. Only trust in the power of the Creator, and she will be rescued." When Jesus finally came to Jairus' house, he did not allow anyone to enter except Peter, John Zebedee, Jacob Zebedee, and the parents of the 12-year-old young woman. Everyone was weeping and lamenting over her, but Jesus said, "Do not weep. She is not dead. She is only sleeping." Clearly seeing that she was dead, they began chastising Jesus for making such an insensitive and callous statement. But Jesus then grabbed the young woman's hand and said, "Young woman, arise." Immediately, the Creator's life breath filled her once again, and she stood up, representing the need of the privileged to die to their old lives before rising to new life. Jesus then ordered them to give the young woman something to eat. Her parents were beside themselves, but Jesus directed them to tell no one what had happened so he would not draw unwanted attention from the authorities.